You're listening to SBS News.
Growing up in Gumalling, Noongar Balladong woman Dallas Phillips remembers her mother's passion for photography.
I'm actually the baby, so that's our mother capturing us in the fields. She just captured us how we were.
For decades, the negatives of her mother's photos were stored away in an old chocolate tin. That was until Dallas brought them to a community arts workshop and asked for help to have them developed.
I've always had this Pascal tin with me for about 40 plus years. So it's been with me, and it was only until 2015 when Canwa came to Gumalling to do a yarning group for all the local Indigenous people here. So I just said to one of the ladies, I just have some old negatives, and we were holding them up in the light. And I said, I could see images, but I don't know what they are.
The negatives were developed by the State Library and revealed a treasure trove of Australian history. A mother of 11 children, Mavis Phillips captured the lives of her family and community from the 1930s.
When I see them, I just can't believe that she captured us kids on the farm. You know, the farm was a good life before we were placed on the Gumalling Native Reserve.
Mavis Phillips documented the changes that Aboriginal peoples were subjected to. During the period the photographs were taken, the Phillips family was made to live on a reserve on the outskirts of Gumalling.
They should have helped us to stay out there instead of moving us on the native reserve, because that's when we went down. That's when we were given rations, food rations, and the things you've seen was brutal. No kid should see it. You know.
At the Gumalling Native Reserve, Dallas and her siblings were removed from their parents and sent to live at the New Norcia Catholic Mission. Dallas says her mother's photos document the misery she experienced on the reserve.
Sad memories. Terrible memories.
Throughout it all, Mavis Phillips continued taking photographs on her Box Brownie camera. Nearly a century later, the work that was hidden in a tin is now on display in Perth. June Morehouse is the co-director of Community Arts Network Western Australia.
Very often we see Noongar people presented as objects of interest almost. It's a remarkable documentation of Noongar life in these years by a Noongar person.
For Dallas, the exhibition shows the beauty and tragedy of her childhood.
Just so proud of Mum and Dad both, because they worked as a team.
The Mavis Phillips exhibition is on display in Perth until the end of July. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.